We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Oh, can we hold hands? I'm so excited.
Yes, me too.
Okay. 1, 2, 3. Welcome to the Holy Hour.
I'm Amelia Sampson.
And I'm Liz Ball. We're back.
We're back. Happy New Year. Yeah, because this is our first one in the new year.
Mm-hmm.
And it's episode 69. Nice. This is my favorite number.
We are so excited to be back. We were thinking about it for weeks.
Yes. We kept texting each other like, oh my God, we have to talk about this. We have to talk about this.
Yeah, because we actually, even though we only took 1 week off from releasing an episode, we had recorded in advance.
Mm-hmm.
So we haven't recorded in a few weeks.
Yeah.
Almost a month now. I missed you too.
The holidays felt like an eternity.
They were very long.
Mm-hmm. You were on an adventure. You were across the globe.
It was very scary.
Was it? Oh, just with like Omicron?
Yeah. Well, and like, I know if I get Omicron, if I get COVID, I will likely be fine.
Right.
But that's not my concern.
Right.
I don't want to get anyone else sick.
Mm-hmm.
And I also was like,
selfish.
If I am stuck somewhere, uh-huh, and I can't come home.
Yeah.
That's going to suck ass. But
and like all of these flights have been getting canceled because of like the airline, mm-hmm, employees have been getting sick. It's just, this is wild. I read today that they're expecting half of Europe to get infected in the next 8 weeks.
Half. I read that they're saying office air kills COVID in the first 5 minutes. And then people are like, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, the CDC is like,
yeah, you just want us to go back to work. Yeah. Who sponsored this
office
study?
What is office air?
Office air?
Farts and like microwave salmon?
Yeah. It kills COVID and just you and all of your hopes.
Right.
Your
morale.
Yeah, it kills morale, especially the salmon. The old fish in the microwave.
Oh my God. I really do not miss the office.
No.
At all.
I miss socializing.
We haven't.
I'm socializing with coworkers.
The whole time we've been doing this podcast, we have been working from home. Isn't that wild?
Yeah.
Because we started this in June of the pandemic.
That is actually insane. I have literally not been to any office at all. So I downloaded Sims, as many know. I got Sims for Christmas. Thank you, Mr. Liz.
What an elite present.
It's Sims 4. Well, because I've joked about it, and it was like on super sale on Steam. So he was like, I'm going to buy you Sims for Christmas. And I was like, you are not going to see me until 2023.
Is it the, so is Steam where you download games?
Yeah, Steam, okay. You can download games from.
Oh, I should buy it if it's still on super sale. I should buy it.
Sims 4.
I miss the Sims.
So I got all wrapped up downloading custom content.
Fuck yeah.
Including a like sex bonification.
What?
So that's been kind of fun to mess around with. You can like make settings like you know how when you like woohoo a Sims, it's like you're under the covers, it's boring.
Yeah.
This removes all of that.
Love that.
It is very graphic. I was like, this is really fun and funny, but also now I feel weird. Like, I'm one of those weird people, like, watching porn, but as, like, a video game.
You're like, that's like a weird form of voyeurism.
Yeah. I made me and Mr. Liz on Sims.
Your Sim looks just like you.
Thank you.
You did a good job.
Thanks.
To make you feel better, I had a cheat for the first Sims that would take the covers off of the bed during sex. And see, it would take the blur off of the Sims in the shower. That's weird. Like, you have a modification that is supposed to exist.
No, the modification you download. Like, it's not even hosted through Sims. Oh. You download it separately. It's way worse. And you can change this setting to make your Sims, like, cum sluts. There's a cum slut setting. So it means you respond enthusiastically to cum. Or you can make them cum repulsed. So they think it's gross and, like, it ruins their mood.
This
but
is
they
remarkable.
Have, you can, like, decide, like, and it also comes, like, the download also comes with, like, stripper poles and, like, these signs that prompt, like, the Sims to, like, want to be naked. I don't have a ton of experience with it. It's called Wicked Whims, if you're a fucking weirdo like me. So, and I asked Mr. Liz, I was like, wait, is it weird that I downloaded this? Because I want it to be a little bit like real life. Like, I downloaded all of this custom content for decorating my home, which, as you know, is important to me.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
I'm like, you know what? I want to practice decorating a mansion that I'll never have. No, I actually don't even want a mansion. I don't even want one.
Yeah, okay.
I know I can't afford one, but I didn't want one to begin with. So I was like, do you think it's, like, weird? And he's like, I actually think it's, like, kind of hot. And I was like, okay.
Nice.
So.
You know, like, not most couples. Some couples will watch porn to get in the mood. Y'all will just watch your Sims having sex.
Yeah, we just decide what we want, what we're going to recreate later. We do, like a gameplay.
Oh, God.
Like, you know how, like, sports commentators are, like, drawing on the screen.
Yep,
like,
yep.
And you'll go here.
And then you do, like, slow-mo replays. ESPN and the ass is for sex.
Hey. So, that's what I've been up to.
Wow, that's great. I've only been playing Candy Crush. I want to Twitch stream us playing The Sims.
Uh-huh. That'll take a while.
And me playing Candy Crush.
Yeah.
I feel like this could be... I've spent so much time doing it anyway. Subscribe to my Twitch.
I didn't know... I had no idea you played Candy Crush.
I'm on level, like, 3,400.
I was playing Stardew Valley on the plane, and a guy wearing a Twitch shirt stopped to, like, on his way back from the bathroom, and he's like, is that Stardew Valley? That's so cool. And
wow.
Mr. Liz, like... So we were flying back from his hometown, and I love him, but... We don't need to sit right next to each other because neither of us want to sit in the middle.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a window person. He's an aisle person because he's tall.
I was about to say his
long
legs.
Got to stretch out his legs.
Mm-hmm.
So now I compromise by booking us both in the aisle so we can hold hands across the aisle.
I really love that.
My parents do that sometimes, too.
What? Yeah, that's so sweet.
They're like, I love you, but it's fine if we're not immediately next to each other. Plus, we had just spent a bunch of time together. But the other thing I wanted to tell you is, did you know that putting an orange in the freezer for, like, 30 minutes makes it so fucking tasty?
I saw your tweet.
Oh, my God. I was like, I had heard someone mention it. They were like, oh, yeah, you should, like, put an orange in the freezer. I think it was one of Mr. Liz's friends, like, a long time ago. He's like, yeah, it's, like, really refreshing. And then I don't know what motivated me to be like, yeah, I'm going to try that.
Did you? It's still in the skin? Or do you peel it and then
I put it in there while it still had the skin on.
Okay.
Like, 30 minutes, 45 minutes. And then you take it out and peel it, and it's just, like, dessert. I don't know. It's so, like... sweet and refreshing, and it's, like, a little frozen.
Oh, yum.
Try it.
One of the only people that I still talk to from college, he was in town for the holidays, and we were drinking, and he told me this story that he could have sworn he had told me it, and there's no way I would have ever fucking forgotten this story. But after he told me it, he's like, you could tell this on the podcast.
Hell yeah.
I was like, I was going to ask you if I could. So I have his permission to tell this, but I'm not going to tell it as good as he did because he was there. But He was dating this girl all through high school, or for most of high school, and they were dating freshman year of college when I first met him. And then they went to a watershed festival at the Gorge, and they were fighting a lot, and she was just like being awful, and she ended up like doing this like dramatic exit after one of their fights and like getting in the back of a pickup truck of like some guys that she did not know and just like leaving with them.
What the fuck?
Yeah, on the campground. And he was like, okay, bye, like fuck you. This is a really short story, but how he was telling it was so fucking good. Later on in the day, they were at one of the sets at the main stage, and he was just like in the back with one of his friends, and on the Jumbotron, the camera panned into the audience, and he saw her making out with one of the dudes that had left with her.
In the pickup truck?
In the pickup truck. On the Jumbotron.
Is this a country song?
Yeah. No, it sounds like it. But that's how he found out that she was cheating, on the Jumbotron at this music festival. Can you imagine anything worse than finding out that way?
No, I would have taken a picture and been like, find a ride home.
Yeah. Well, so then they had to drive home together. She was driving him home. And I was like, you couldn't have found a different. Yeah. And so he like.
She was driving him home?
She pulled up. He got into his car. And then they did not say a single word to each other the whole way home. And then they were done. Yeah. So that was freshman year of college. And she was just hitting him up like a month ago being like, I miss you.
Fucking college thing to happen.
I know. Can you fucking stand it? Can you imagine?
The audacity.
To be like. And his friend was like, is that her? And he was like, yep.
Wait, what did he remember like what band it was? Or
he told me it was someone like Garth Brooks. It was like some like big name. Oh, Kenny God. Chesney. I don't know, someone that like I recognize the
he
name of.
He needs to write into this singer or band. He needs to let them know.
Yeah, like you are instrumental. You are a core memory of mine now.
I'll never listen to your music again, but during this song that you were performing at this festival, I saw my girlfriend cheating on me on the Jumbotron.
That it's poetic. It's like that really is a country song. And then it was at a country music festival. And it's just like, what the, like, if I can't imagine that kind of pain. They had been dating for like years, and then here she is cheating in front of 50,000 people.
Well,
nobody knows except him.
Just, I wonder how did he respond to her? Did he ever confront her?
He must have. They had to have had a conversation about it because, like, they broke up, and they were together for, like, years and years. So yeah. It had to have been a conversation. But he said he was just, like, numb when he saw it. He was just like, yep, that's her. But I guess, like, how else would you respond? You know, it's so unbelievable. Like, there is your girlfriend cheating on you on a big screen.
I would lose my shit.
Yeah, I would, too. I would black out.
I don't know. Oh, I have a tip.
Ooh.
This is like, okay, so I wrote down this TikToker's handle.
Great.
Because I took the tip from her. She's a boudoir photographer.
Love her.
Her
already.
Handle is The Caitlin Scott. So The KateLynScott. The Caitlin Scott.
Beautiful.
One of her like tips was, if you are gonna take like a sexy picture, you use video instead. So she shows how to like lock the screen and change the brightness and whatever, and then you do a video, and then you go like just screen like frame by frame. So I did that last night.
Fuck yeah, that's how I take my thirst traps. Is
yes,
that way
they're so good.
Wait, are you happy with them?
Oh, absolutely. So
fuck yes.
To go even more into this story, I recently bought some lingerie from Honey Burdette.
I've never heard of that.
I started getting ads from them, and then I like followed them, and like I just have been keeping an eye on their stuff to see if there's anything I really like, because some of their stuff is a little kinky.
Love that.
So they had a fat sale around Christmas, and I was like, I'll check it out and see what I can find. And the deal was too good for me to pass up. So I bought a bodysuit, and then I bought a two-piece set. I'll show them to you, too. They're great.
I want to see them.
And I was like, whatever. I don't, like, you don't know how, like, something's going to fit you, especially right. Something like lingerie, because our bodies are all so different, mm-hmm. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately and fortunately, they both fit great. So I spent like $200, and
how often
I'm
do you buy lingerie though? You know, it's like
more often than most probably.
Okay, Okay, but well, like I haven't bought lingerie in years and years and years. So it's like when you find like a good piece.
Well, and I've learned because they've had something that I like, I loved it. And I was just like eyeballing it. And then it sold out so fast and like they never made it again. And I constantly regretted not buying it. So I was like, I'm just going to like it. They have this great sale. I'm going to buy it. Anyways, Mr. Liz and I were getting a little spicy last night. And he was like, why don't you like, because I haven't shown it to him yet. And he's like, why don't you model some of it for me if you want? So I was like, I'm going to try this video tip because it was like right before bed. I already don't have makeup on. And then I tried taking pictures and I just felt really awkward. Mm-hmm. So then I was like, I'm going to do this, like, I'm going to try this video thing. And it's so much easier when you're like dynamically moving. And then I ended up also like making some of them into short clips. That was fun too.
That's my favorite thing to do. That's my pinned video on my Twitter is me doing that exact thing.
So
you get natural poses out of it.
Exactly. You need to do it. Mm-hmm. I can't believe that you also already knew that that tip.
I don't remember who told me it. One of my friends told me about it. It was like, it wasn't one of my friends. It was this girl that was, on Are You the One? Her name was Kenya. Mm. And I'm fucking obsessed with her. She's perfect in every way. And she was saying that she'll, because her thirst traps are like, she's just such a natural, but it's because she's
just
taking,
when you're moving.
Exactly. It's like you're not so aware that like, I don't know. There's something
and
very
you
empowering
feel like into
about
your,
it.
You're a little more into yourself. Like the pictures I was taking, like while I, or just the videos I, the video I was taking while I was moving, like you aren't just kind of like stuck trying to like pose in a certain way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You just, and it like, it boosted my confidence. I was yes. like, oh, I am like kind of hot. Good for me. Like,
hell yeah.
Because I always think, you know, trying to pose for these like pictures that you feel awkward. Mm-hmm. And then when you're moving, you feel more human. And like when you're like looking back at it and like taking screenshots of like what's good, you're
like,
wow,
I look
am
hot when I'm moving. Just yeah. like in the world. Yeah. Yeah. Totally. Yeah. You know, what's so funny is when I'm putting together the clips from those videos, I always go to our sex playlist. Which reminds
love
me,
that.
We have a sex playlist. Just type in the holy hour, same spelled the same way, mm-hmm. and you'll see it. It's a great playlist. But I'll always like listen through it. I'm like, what vibe am I feeling? And then I'll just take one of those songs and use it as the background for like my love thirst trap videos. Highly recommend.
You know what? I'm also gonna recommend. I have a Subspace playlist.
Oh my god, that's right.
I removed it from. I like removed me mentioning it from a. Previous podcast because I think I removed like part of the conversation
that makes sense
or something. I have a Subspace playlist. Also recommend that. Mm-hmm. And like the Holy Hour playlist is like under me as a creator.
Oh,
so you can still find my Subspace playlist.
Perfect. Yeah, just yeah. click her name. I was thinking on the way over here a tip about the benefits of I'm going to say the tip after I tell the story. So it'll make more sense.
I don't know what you're going to say.
I know. I know. Stoked. So I haven't talked about this yet. It was a few months ago. When I hooked up with my old coworker, when we were just like friends for a while. And then like, we ended up having sex. He listens to the podcast, which is probably why I didn't talk about it. No. Honestly, it's not like I was like hiding it. I was just kind of like, I don't know. Anyway. We were like strictly platonic. There was never really any sort of like sexual tension or anything. We would just like hang out and like whatever. We were really comfortable with each other. And then there was one night when we were both single at the same time, which had not happened. And we were out getting drinks and dinner. And we just had this like really open, honest conversation about sex and like what makes sex good for us and like what's been like bad sex and what made it bad and like all, we were just like being really open. He's the one that put me on to Come As You Are originally.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. I don't ever shut the fuck up about that book. So I have you to thank.
My God.
You and my therapist.
And he read it so that he would be a better partner in bed. I know.
I love that.
So he's a quality dude. Whoever he ends up with is really lucky. He is a good guy.
No matter who reads it, you will become a better partner in bed because of it.
100%. Yeah. But him and I, we went to dinner, we got drinks. We were just like talking really openly about sex and not in like a way that felt suggestive at all. We were just like talking about it. And we went back to my apartment just because we were like not done talking. And there was a lull in conversation and he was like, would it be weird if I kissed you right now? Because we had never had that kind of exchange. And I was like, no. And we started making out and we had sex very quickly, very little foreplay. It was just like it happened and it was phenomenal. Some of the best sex.
I was going to say, isn't that like the closest you've gotten to kind of like a dom experience?
Yeah, yeah. Except he's like
true dom.
Very switchy. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh. Which I think is interesting. He tested as he had 100% rope bunny on his BDSM quiz.
Interesting. I know.
But then he also had 100% rigor. So like
he just is into rope.
Yep, yep.
And tying up.
He is indeed. I really. But my tip is having an explicit conversation about what makes good sex before you have sex with someone. Obviously, that's not the case for like every situation, but it was so fucking good because we both knew what each of us wanted and what would get each of us off from the jump. It was so, and we were talking about like eye contact is like really important to me. And he was like, oh my God, me too. It's so weird when people don't make eye contact. And then like during sex, we were just like locked in. And it was like, it didn't feel like it was the first time we were having sex because we had such open, honest conversation about it. And also, that was the first time I had done that.
Yeah. You also like had some history too.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
You have kind of like a basis of already knowing each other a little bit.
Totally.
But
totally.
It is a total game changer to talk about sex in that kind of way before you even have it.
Yeah. Because, I had never done that before. It was amazing. Well,
like with Mr. Liz, like when we first met, you and I already had this podcast.
Yeah.
So he was already listening to it, like understanding what I was interested in. Mm-hmm. And then he was like, that's me.
Yeah. It sounds like you'd be into this thing.
Yeah. Yeah. He was like, have you heard of this? And I was like, no, tell me more. And then he was like, this is what I like to do. And I was like, I want that.
I remember you texted me right after that. You were like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
My mind is blown. I know.
I had to, like, it was like I had to process it for a few days. Uh-huh. Like what had just happened. Uh-huh. I was like, oh, I didn't know. Like I knew sex could be fun. I didn't know it could be this fun.
Yeah, yeah.
And this good.
Yeah.
So.
God,
which is the perfect segue for me to talk about the best orgasm I ever fucking had.
You and I haven't talked about this in person.
No. I had the best orgasm I've ever had like so 2 weeks ago. And it like the sex was already really hot. I think it's because like I had just been like nonstop like going and going for like while I was traveling. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I had to see my parents and my brother and all of, like, I just had to see all these people and it's already so stressful. One, traveling. Two, traveling during a COVID surge. Mm-hmm. And three, just like COVID.
Yeah.
So all of that combined, I was just not really thinking about like sex or masturbating or anything. Like, it's just, and I was working remotely. There's a lot going on. Mm-hmm. So then there was like a night that Mr. Liz and I were together and I was like, do you like maybe want to have sex tonight? And he was like, I was going to ask you the same thing.
Hell yeah.
And then I think it was just kind of like the buildup. Like we had both been so busy, like, and then spending time together, but like with other people. So we hadn't had time to like
be alone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just kind of the buildup of that. But then the sex itself was really hot.
Fuck yeah.
And like I didn't, it felt amazing. And I always use like a little bullet vibrator.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys, you know?
Yeah.
And I didn't come from sex. I almost did.
That's big.
Yeah. Well, like while we were having sex.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So
I see what you're saying. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's just been harder with the Lexapro. Like if I wasn't on Lexapro, I probably would have come immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So it just takes a little more time than usual.
Yeah.
And then, he like came first and then like, he always takes care of me. Like we'll like snuggle for a couple minutes. And then, he also asks
because sometimes I say no.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I'm like, you know what? No. I feel like very fine. Satisfied and like not even just fine. Like my brain is still really high. So I'm like, I don't need to like have an orgasm. I don't think I can because I'm just so like,
yeah,
mentally deep in it.
Yes.
That's the only way I can explain it. Mm-hmm. And so anyways, he took care of me and I have been doing this thing where I just like will intentionally try and be in a position where I can make eye contact with him too. I don't know. It was just so fucking good.
Being able to like look at your partner while you're coming, mm-hmm. it changes the game. I also love watching when my partner's coming.
Yes, me too.
I love watching. I'm like, let me see what I'm doing to you right now.
You just, it just is, there's something so satisfying about it.
Yeah.
And then like being able to look at him and like make eye contact and seeing like how much fun he's having. Mm-hmm. That's so hot to me. Like the idea that gets me off is knowing that he is also enjoying it.
Yes.
Like he's having so much fun doing it.
Uh-huh.
So that's super hot to me.
Yep.
And then afterwards I was like, my body was like shaking. He was like, I like slumped over. And then he was like, sorry to interrupt, but he was like, I think you should put your underwear on because you're kind of like dripping a lot.
Damn. Oh my God.
And I was like, sorry. And then I was like trying to put my underwear on and I could like barely stand.
Oh
I had to like
God.
Hold on to him. And then he was just like holding me. And then he was like, I love you so much. And I was like, I love you so much too. And then I was like, I just like feel so safe and like I could be myself with you. And then I was like, I think I'm gonna start crying because I'm just so happy.
Oh my God.
And I mean, I can talk more about this. Like I have a really interesting sex fact of the week, so it'll make the crying make sense a little bit.
Okay.
But it's just, yeah, just this overwhelming like level of emotions, like, you know, having this massive orgasm and then like just also like being with someone I like love and trust.
Right.
And then
right.
He was like, I feel so seen with you. And I was like, oh. I was like, doesn't it feel so good? And then he's like, it really does. And I was like,
I can't like, with you too. I truly, truly can't.
It's we're honestly very annoying. Like,
no, I love it.
If someone looked through our text, it'd be like, I love you so much. No, I love you so much.
That reminded me, I talked to Moscow.
Bum, bum, bum.
Again, because I told you that I had talked to him and we had kind of like cleared the air, whatever, whatever. And like, I didn't really feel like the air needed to be cleared, but
yeah.
We did. I am still feeling like a little bit petty about like not thinking that this like girlfriend exists. But this is going to get to how I got to this conversation. So I asked him, he made some comment about like, he was like watching a TikTok about like guys that are like when girls are like, I'm gonna go take a shower, and guys are like, without me, you know. And he was like, I'm so happy I don't need to be on dating apps anymore. And I sent him like a mocking gif, like, you know, like, I'm good for you. And he was like, well, you're a catch, you'll get swooped up soon. And I was like, yeah, but I just have to stay picky. And then I was like, I've been wanting to ask you, like, how's your girl, so I can stop calling her your girl, like, what's her name, you know?
I want to interrupt you a little bit because him saying like, you'll get swooped up soon. I hate the idea that people have that like women are waiting to get swooped up. Like,
I know.
I'm fucking, I know. Like, we're fucking not.
Yeah, I know.
We're not waiting for like some guy to come swoop us up.
Yeah.
That's
so true. That was my first thought when he said it.
It's just like,
I'm fine.
If I meet you and I don't feel the way that like I want to be feeling in the presence of someone who's like, you know, someone I might want to start dating or mm-hmm. have a romantic relationship with, like, it's just not, I'm just gonna say goodbye.
Right. I could have settled a long time ago.
Yeah. My therapist reminds me of this. She, like, when I'm like, the times that I would mention like, oh, well, like, these people are married, so I just feel like, what am I doing wrong? And
right.
She's like, have you considered you're not doing anything wrong? Like, you could have had those things, mm-hmm. but like, you weren't happy, so you made a different choice. And
yeah.
I'm like, oh shit, you're right. I did.
Yeah. Isn't it so funny how therapists will say things and it's like, oh yeah, no
like,
shit.
You're like, right. I actually was miserable.
Right. And it's like, why did she need to say that for me to realize? My therapist says the same thing to me when I was talking about my ex and his new girlfriend. She's like, well, you could have had that and you decided not to.
Yeah. Like if I had if you had compromised your values and who you are as a person, then sure, you could have had those things. But do you think you would have been happy if you had those things?
No.
That's the biggest thing.
No. I wouldn't have the life that I have right now if I would have compromised my values.
So anyways, no one's waiting to be swooped up.
Yeah. Remember that.
Especially Amelia. Like, I'm sorry, but like, a lot of people have tried to lock it down. And then she's like,
adios.
It's been real. The most, like Squints has gotten the farthest.
Yeah, that's true.
And it's because he's like, okay, I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
I'm okay with you taking your time and we don't need to decide anything right now.
That's so fucking true.
And it's because he was about to get married.
Mm-hmm. He is such a fucking gem.
He is so aligned with my experience and your experience that it makes a lot of sense, like where he is and why he is so stable.
Yeah.
And secure and like understands boundaries and has his own.
One of our listeners figured out who he is. This is an anecdote. Actually, our Pisces bestie is who it was.
Oh.
She messaged me and she was like, love Squints, on like a post that I posted of him. I'm like, girl, how the fuck do you know? She like pieced it together.
I was like,
oh God. And I did. And I did. I was like, and he doesn't care. Like, you know, he's like, but I still want to respect his privacy. But I messaged her back. I was like, you can't tell anyone. She's like, I won't.
I mean, I'm out here just straight up tagging Mr. Liz. And I'm like, hey, is it okay if people probably know who you are? And he's like, whatever.
Yeah. I mean, he doesn't really post on social media much.
No,
anyway.
He does nothing.
Yeah. So it's like,
he replies to my stories and that is literally it.
Squints is on TikTok now. I edited his first video for him. He's like trying to, I'm not going to give any more information because our Pisces bestie already figured it out with shit that I said, but he's on TikTok now. But this brings, okay, back to Moscow. I asked him like, what's your girlfriend's name so I can stop calling her like your girl? Like she has a name, but I was just being nosy. But also like, I do not like calling people like your girl because she's not his anything. And he was like, he sent me back this long text that was basically like, he was like, I don't like, my last relationship was so public and like people were like in our business and da da da. And like, it was like so toxic and like we were miserable like behind the scenes, but then like we were like happy like online. And I just decided I want to do things differently this time. And I was filming all weekend, so I didn't answer. And he was like, kind of like, he sent me another message and he was like, does that sound a little ridiculous? And then like hours later, when I still hadn't responded, he was like, I'm starting to think that probably sounded ridiculous. And I wrote back and I was like, I mean, like you have to do whatever. First of all, I don't believe that there's a girl, but that's beside the point. I was like,
I thought he was going to reveal to you like there isn't one.
No, I mean, like he kind of did. But like I messaged him back and I was like, I'm coming from an opposite side of it where like I was really private about my relationship for multiple reasons. And now everything is on the table because it has to be because we have this.
Yep.
And everyone that I date has to be okay with that. And like we use nicknames, but people like our Pisces bestie is going to figure it out because like I've given enough clues for people to figure out who it is. And like Virgo, people figured out who Virgo was literally immediately when I posted that video.
Yeah,
people have to be okay with, and Virgo didn't really like opt into this because I hooked up with him before we had the podcast, but I don't really care because he's a public figure, so but
neither here nor there.
Everyone that we date like kind of has to opt in to like being people knowing who they are, really, like even if we try our best to keep it a secret, that's just the reality of it. But I just thought it was an interesting juxtaposition. Say that this girl is real, I want to give him the benefit of the doubt, whatever, like having this approach of being like, I'm not going to post her anywhere, I'm not going to say her name, I just want like nobody to know who she is, like we don't really have that anymore. Which is interesting. I'm okay with it. We opted into it. But, like, and I don't really give a fuck. Like, we do keep things close to the belt. Like, there are things that we don't share on the podcast, obviously. But, like, identities are eventually going to be known because people care. Like, people care about what we're doing. They care about our well-being and if we're happy and who we're with and, like, who these people are that we talk about in such great length on the podcast.
It's, like, if it's in the present, we make sure, like, we ask, like, hey. Yeah.
Just so you know, it's okay.
Are you okay with this?
Yeah.
And then I feel like when it's something that happened in the past, we always like we'll give it some time. Mm-hmm. And then when we give it some time, it's free game.
Yeah, that's so true. There's been so many things where I'm like, I have to like give it like a grace period of like a month or so.
Well, now we do. Early on, we didn't.
Oh my God, like French press.
Yeah, I was literally just thinking about him.
Wow, he's such like a, he's like the star of the, he really, he has come up so many times and we've both been blocked for so long.
Whatever.
Oh, what are the odds of him listening?
I'm like, oh my God, that's so cute. You think I think of you that much.
Yeah.
Anyways, Kinky Katie texted us about this. And then I started seeing, I know we both forgot to text her back, but it's while, I think it was while you were filming. And then I don't know what I was doing. Okay. But also, I'm notoriously not good at texting.
Should I bring it up? Should I pull it up?
If you want. No, she sent us a post that this has been going around like on, I've seen it on Twitter. I've seen it on TikTok.
Okay.
Apparently, pushing on your like lower stomach while you're like having sex or like being fingered makes you orgasm.
What?
I've also seen a video of a girl doing like she was hanging and like doing like leg ups. I don't know what that's called, but like it's for your abs. It's for your lower abs. And she had an orgasm while she was doing that. So it also applies like during sex, like when you're having, if there's something in there and you're pushing down,
that makes so much sense.
It makes your orgasm more intense.
Because your G-spot's like right here.
Yeah.
So that makes sense.
So she was like, did everyone know about this except me? And I'm like, wait, my high school boyfriend used to do that and I didn't pay attention. Like if he was fingering me.
He would push?
He would like, I've been thinking about this more recently because I kind of like didn't really remember that this is how he did this. Like he would be sitting behind me and fingering me and pushing down on my stomach.
Sitting behind you. Would you be
on all
fours?
That's the only time I've had an orgasm from being fingered.
Really?
Yeah.
Were you on all fours or like sitting behind you?
Like his legs would be, I'd be between his legs. Like
the comedian used to do that shit to me. Yeah.
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 But also the thing about that is it's hot because like sitting in that position's hot. Like coming up behind someone or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I was sitting on the ground and like doing something on my computer at Mr. Liz's place the other day, and he came up behind me and was like touching my neck and playing with my hair, and I was like, "You're making me feel away right now."
What is up?
It's just like something feels nice about it, but I think it's because they have like a good range of like motion, you know, because it's right, it's in front of you, you're not like doing anything, like it's right, like the person's in front of you, you could do like a little reach around situation.
Yeah, yeah.
You have more mobility that way,
right?
So maybe that's why,
maybe
it's, there's something like so hot about it because they have maybe like a better angle.
It was just something, whenever the comedian would like put me in that position, it would be like a helpless kind of thing that would like turn me on, you know.
Oh.
Like I can't do anything really, it's like I'm just like kind of in your I had a sex dream about him last night.
It happens.
Hate that for me.
Yeah.
Hate that for me. I haven't thought about him in a long time. I woke up, I was like, the fuck.
Sometimes it's
fuck.
You have like these weird intrusive dreams.
Hate it. Hate it. It was also like a nap dream because I like
dialed
into a meeting and
those
then fell asleep.
Don't even count as real dreams.
That's so true. They feel so much more vivid though.
I also wanted to mention, I was reading the comments on a video because I've seen a couple of videos pop up like this after Kinky Katie texted us.
TikTok.
And someone was like, if you're talking about what I think you're talking about, this also works for trans girls. And I know I'm trans. So.
Fuck yeah.
But I think you could easily accomplish this from like kind of like a sensual missionary type thing, you know, where you're on your back. But I used to call it over the edge. So you're like on the edge of like the bed or whatever. And then they're standing up.
Oh.
And, you know,
I love that one.
Your feet are up and they're like holding on your ankles.
It's the fucking
best.
It
is a really fun one.
I wish missionary had a different name.
Yeah. No one likes missionaries.
We should. One of these days, I'm gonna put a little bit of brain power behind this. We should rename missionary.
Over, you know, there's over the edge.
Over the edge.
Well, because technically that's like missionary, but not. But yeah. Missionary fucking hits.
It really does. I just really love feeling like close to the person that I'm having sex with. Yeah. But then I feel like both parties are like, this is missionary. We should change positions, you know, because it's like there's such like a stigma with missionary. But like I think top three positions for me for sure.
The only thing I don't like about missionary is you don't have as good of clit access.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
So when you spice it up and, you know, maybe like your back is on like an incline or they're standing on the side of the bed and, you know, holding your ankles, there's a little more mobility there. I like that position because you have good clit access.
That's so true. You really, really do.
Whip out that vibrator.
Damn, that is true. I wonder if there's, and especially when you have long nails and you're just doing missionary, you always kind of end up scratching like the dude's torso.
I don't even try it at that
point. See, I always try, and it's just, I always regret trying.
Get distracted. So when you're on your stomach and you got the leg up, you have full access, and it's just like, there's a lot going on. It's very, it's like a very cerebral experience.
It's pretty amazing.
And I'm saying that as someone who has not tried that at all until you explained it.
Thank you, Kinky Katie.
Thank you.
Just your
thank you, Kinky Katie. Anyways, push it on your lower stomach.
It's the moral of the story.
Yeah, regardless of your genitals, apparently.
Yeah.
So this is a win for everyone.
I couldn't imagine anything better.
Sexual truly. Win all around.
So my parents have been getting ready to move to Florida. They move into my apartment on Thursday for 5 days before they leave because the movers are coming to move all their stuff. I say this because they were cleaning out the storage area. Mm-hmm. And in the storage area was a bunch of stuff from the house that I lived in before I had moved home. And they started to go through the box and they were like, we figured it was probably best for you to go through it. And then there was like a vibrator, handcuffs, and like serious handcuffs. I don't remember buying them.
Those were like police handcuffs.
Why did I have those?
We had a friend screenshot it and send it to us with, and it said ACAB. I want to make it my background.
It's just a great photo.
It and is. That, I'm going to post it. I'm going to put it on the podcast Instagram. Go look at our Instagram.
Oh my God. Yeah. This episode is live, Liz will have put it on the story. But in that box of my things, there was this 1,000 sex games that I had bought with my ex. And I remember distinctly, we were both very disappointed with it. But my brother was home for the holidays and he saw it and he was like, I don't know what's in there, but you should talk about it on the podcast. I was like, brilliant. So I brought it.
The cover is two people kissing.
If you have us on Patreon, I'm trying to get the light out of it. This is it was sold at Lovers. If you live in Washington, that's a sex store.
Yeah, it's on the way to the airport.
Yeah, there was one right down the street from my parents' house. I don't know if it's still there.
But I didn't know it was a chain.
I don't know what is in here, but there are. This is the first time I'm opening it since.
Okay,
I'm,
so since we I got a ex. Little roulette.
Oh, there's like sex dice.
So there's a spinny thing and dice. That's a lot of things.
Okay, so these could kind of be like, along with our sex fact of the week, there are like tips in here.
Okay,
so I'm just gonna pull a random one. Oh, there's stripping charts in here.
Oh,
1,000 is a lot.
That is,
I wonder
a lot.
If anyone's ever counted it.
Well, so these die have like, it's like, you know, kiss back or something. Let's see what this one says.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, if you're listening and you have a partner, you need to do this to your partner. Decide which of you will do it in 3, 2, 1. You have to stroke lips.
Oh. Weird. Oh, yeah.
I'm going to put some balm on there, baby.
Subscribe to us on Patreon
to see watch Liz me awkwardly stroking me in his lips. Okay, and then the other person, you have to lick inner thighs.
I like that one. I remember me and my ex, this is the only game from here that my ex and I played, and we would always just roll the most like ridiculous shit. Okay. This card is called Dirty Talk. Oh, there's little pictures of positions.
Fun.
This is just froggy. We've talked about this one. Froggy. Okay. You filthy beast, you and your lover are to talk dirty to each other during lovemaking. If you're not sure what to say, begin by telling your lover what you are going to do to them. then progressed to playful names like Filthy Pig Boy and Hot Little Whore.
Who wrote those?
Try not to offend your lover, but still call him or her names and be very aggressive with
you
your dirty
stupid
words.
Stupid fucking idiot.
It's just degradation.
You dumb motherfucker. No, degradation can be hot. That, it, depending on the words you use.
Little Pig Boy is not hot.
Little Pig Boy. I hate that.
Oh my God. Don't call your partner a dirty little pig boy unless you're like into it, that.
Yeah. Agree upon that.
Yeah. That's
little
like,
pig boy. What was the other one?
Filthy little whore or something. Like more kind of
filthy
like.
Little whore. Okay. We all know slut is the word you need to go to.
Oh, I love being called a slut in bed.
How do you feel about dirty slut?
I love dirty slut.
See? Filthy little whore. It means the same thing as dirty little slut.
Yeah.
But dirty little slut feels so much better.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I've been called a whore in bed and I've liked it. Yeah. You fucking whore. Oh my God.
I don't like that.
I love it. Something in the moment. It depends on who's saying it. You know, my ex used to do this thing where like he would find out that I was like into degradation or I was into like being slapped, you know, and he would do it at like really inappropriate times.
I remember us talking about this.
We talked
so
about early
on.
Episodes.
Well, just and like, after what? That, I don't remember if I told you this, but I asked Mr. Liz. I was like, I think I might like that and I want you to try it.
Yeah. Did you try it?
Yes. And it fucking hurt. We haven't done it since.
What it was, if you're new to the podcast, I like went through a phase where I loved being slapped in the face during sex. And my ex knew, I told him that. And then he would just like slap me in the face when we were like passionately having sex. And it was, it was like, what, wait, hold on. It's not that kind of,
like, what the fuck?
Not a kind of session. And it was just very off-putting.
Like, you have to build into that.
Yeah, it was just, there is a time and
just
place.
Just slap someone in the face.
No!
Or like be like, yeah, just having like a very, like you've had a romantic evening. It hasn't built up to like something that's not going to be vanilla. Like,
right.
I've said this before. I like vanilla sex.
Yeah.
You just have different kinds of sex.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't be having vanilla sex and then just be like, yeah, you're my little slut,
and
huh?
What did I do to upset you?
That wasn't where my head was at. But I guess.
Yeah. It's just, there's a time and place. There's a time and place. And you just have to be good at recognizing when that time and place is.
How does one be good at slapping during sex? Is it like you hold their face and you slap a little bit?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, it just slapped me.
Uh-huh, that's what my ex would do too. Just slap me.
Oh, you don't hold your face and slap
now
your face?
People, when I tell them that I'm into that, they'll hold my face and slap my face.
See, I think that's different because there's a little more control there.
Yeah, it feels
in terms
more
of like, yeah, in terms of like pain.
Yeah.
Because if you don't know you're about to get hit.
Yeah, it's like, exactly. That's the thing is, it would always catch me off guard.
And I feel like slapping area, it needs to be in the cheek zone. Because when Mr. Liz hit me, it was like, I feel like it was like, his hands are bigger than mine. Yeah. So it's like, you know, he's also getting this temple area.
That's so true. And it's also like, there's something about like, it has to be all wrist and not arm.
Yeah.
That changes the slap. My ex would just like full like arm. And he was so, he hated doing it because he was a very gentle person. So I mean, not with my emotions clearly, but like physically he would be really gentle. So he would do it and then you'd be like, oh, and I'm like, there are ways to do this and not feel bad about it. And part of that is just holding and slapping.
Part of it is being good at it.
Yeah.
Well, because there is something so different between slapping an ass and like slapping someone's face.
Yeah, exactly. It's more wrist. Look at the flick of the wrist.
A little
more of this.
Fishy.
Rather than like this.
A little more princessy here.
Yeah, a little more princessy,
know?
A little less.
Elbow, wrist.
Elbow, wrist. You know? Anyway. Oh,
I'm a
oh look
model,
who's
baby.
Back.
And then slapping some ass.
Hell yeah, different.
That wrist is, it's firm.
It's firm and the arm is doing all the work.
You slap it.
You have to figure out the form for each body part.
Yeah.
Just and do a little bit of
face, you know, that's
the delicate
you gotta
part of your body.
With caution.
I suggest watching Balesa porn, which, and I want to move on to our sex facts because we've been talking for so long now, but and our battery died. God damn it. But our, I got sent a package from Balesa. The vibrators are actually life-changing. And I want to talk about this a different week when we have more time. Highly, highly recommend. And that's all I'm going to say, because the camera died. And I really, really want this to be a key feature of our conversation, because it's changed my mind on vibrators.
We'll talk about it next week. That's huge. That is huge.
I know it. Okay. So give me your sex fact of the week.
I have a sex fact of the week.
Sex fact of the week.
Sex fact of the week. Week.
Sex fact of the week.
The week.
Beautiful. I felt good about that one. That felt rehearsed.
I don't think it's in key, but
no, I, you know, what is key?
The vibe's right.
The vibe was on there for sure.
There's definitely some kind of vibe.
There was a vibe.
And it's threatening.
So the vibe has scared me.
I'm doing the sex fact of the week. I know it's a rare occasion, but I've been excited to talk about this.
Love this.
So it's kind of like a two-part sex fact of the week. Mm. And this one, I have to give some credit to, I wrote it down, Emily Arnold is her handle on TikTok.
Okay.
And she got this information from the book called Beyond Shame. And a listener actually tagged us in this TikTok. And I was like, holy fuck, I'm adding this to my reading list.
Oh, yeah.
But she explains, like, reiterates from the book, like, when you're having sex and, like, when you're orgasming, the hormones that are released, like when you're having sex and such, are dopamine, testosterone, oxytocin, and vasopressin. And vasopressin's in charge of like feeling close to someone.
Wow.
And then prolactin, which is that comes in when you're having an orgasm, and it's that feeling of satisfaction. So when you have an orgasm, like after that, those all leave. And then the like hormones that stick around are oxytocin and vasopressin. And those stay at the same level that you already feel for that other person. So if you have like a relationship, like a good relationship with someone, and you're in a relationship with them, and you already have those feelings for them, like you're not going to feel as much of a drop.
Interesting.
So it goes on. She goes on to explain.
Just in the home stretch.
Of course. She goes on to explain that like you go chasing this like feeling of from like dopamine, which is way more fleeting than those two other hormones. And that's why like maybe like one night stands aren't as satisfying, or you'll have a bunch. Because you're like chasing this feeling of satisfaction.
Relatable.
But you really only have that if you have like this connection and trust with another person.
Yeah. Yeah. Damn. That's so true. I think about all the time how like I, in that time in my life where I was just like fucking whoever, you know, and like leaving their house and being sad after and being like, why the fuck am I sad? A big part of that was aftercare, and we've talked about that. But I did feel like it was like a chemical thing.
That
like,
ties in exactly to the next thing.
Hell yeah.
This is a totally different TikTok. I got both of these within a few days.
Jealous.
So this information is from With Love Wick. So With Love Wick, W-Y-C-K. And she is stitching like these other creators who are talking about aftercare, and they're saying like aftercare is better than the orgasm, and like the couple is like showing the things that they do after they have sex. And she goes on to explain that like aftercare is like scientifically proven to like be beneficial, and she's like, we could learn a lot from this couple. But post-sex bonding, so over like post-sex bonding is beneficial to people because over 40% of people experience post-coital dysphoria, which just means that feeling of like sadness or irritability. And she also explains like it doesn't matter like who the person is, like everyone kind of feels this. And I think that also might be why like I was just so overwhelmed with like all of these like hormones, like after like having this the biggest orgasm ever, of course I'm gonna start crying about how much I love this person.
Right There are chemical components to why you're feeling the way that you are.
And then for it to be proven that like afterwards I will continue to feel high because I already have this like really deep level of like vasopressin and oxytocin for Mr. Liz because I like I love him so much.
Yeah.
So like that continues to stick around, and I've had like just this surge of hormones, and I start crying about how much I love him.
Yeah. Yeah, sex when you're in love with someone is so different.
And not even just that, but like knowing you are fully safe and can be yourself with yeah. that person.
It just hits different. Like
it does hit different. It hits different when you're like, I can have like crazy kinky sex with you and also tell you that I have to poop immediately.
Yeah.
That's it's not going to change. It's just a special level of like connection of just being able to be fully honest and just like be yourself and not feel like you have to like show up a certain way in their life for them to accept you.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
You just are who you are and they love you for that. Yeah. That's like, it's such a rare and like freeing feeling.
It really, really is. Yeah. Feeling completely safe with somebody is such a gift. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, it's so true. Like knowing that you can have this like crazy sexual experience with someone and that like you can have like a completely different experience with them like 5 minutes from then, that is like a different kind of love. And like you're going to feel like held by them in a different yeah. way like 5 minutes later. It just feels different. And that's not to say like, I mean, I had a lot of really great sex when I wasn't in love with people.
Mm-hmm.
So you can still, it's like, yeah, obviously we're not saying that it's like
bomb ass sex,
but it hits different when you're in love with them.
And you know, more than 40% of people do feel like some sort of like sadness or irritability or disconnect after they have sex. Mm-hmm. Or like, I would say after you have sex and also after you orgasm potentially, like, you're going to have this feeling of like, I'm not even connected to this person. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
You feel sad.
Yeah.
And some people, so she was like saying that, like scientifically it's proven that like, it's clear that aftercare is a solution to this. Mm-hmm. Like having some sort of bonding activity afterwards does create like a dynamic between you and your partner that alleviates that feeling a bit.
Yeah.
And I think it's just because, you know, like the first part of this bit of just having this surge of hormones that disappear afterwards, that's gonna fuck with anyone.
Yeah, right. Any sort of like brain chemical that like surges is going to make you feel like out of your ordinary.
Yeah.
You know, so being aware of it and being aware of what you need afterward, or like being aware of how like you react to different kinds of people and just being keyed into it, I think is like really beneficial to
yeah.
yourself.
Talk to partners about aftercare.
Mm-hmm.
Even it doesn't matter, it like we've said, we will always say this, it doesn't matter if you're having kinky sex.
No,
like aftercare is a key to just, you know, being intimate with literally anyone. What? Stop. What?
He's back. Hi, gorgeous. You've been so quiet the past few weeks. I'm sure our listeners have missed you.
He's like, I know.
Oh my God, he's so handsome. I've Come missed on. You, baby.
There we go.
Hi. Anyway.
So I thought that was really interesting. Just the combination of like understanding what is happening in your brain and with your hormone levels.
Mm-hmm.
And also understanding like how aftercare can benefit everyone.
Yeah, just like pay attention to how you're feeling and what you feel like you need and communicate that with your partner, and it's going to make it better for everybody involved. And then mm-hmm. also like asking your partner maybe what they need afterward too.
Yeah, that's exactly what I did with Mr. Liz when we started, and he was like, knowing that you are taken care of makes me feel like
taken care of.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And I mean, that obviously plays into like our like dom and sub dynamic.
Totally.
I to feel taken care of, I need to know that you're taken care of.
Like, yeah, that's true. That's a good point.
Yeah,
it's also like, I don't think that everyone that I've talked to about aftercare that wasn't exposed to it prior is like, oh wow, like can I think about that because I want to put thought into it. And it's like people are just waiting to be asked.
It feels so fucking good after like having an orgasm with someone that you care about to just be held.
Mm-hmm.
Or like, yeah, just having this like, you know, experience where like you have just climaxed.
Yeah.
That like just like snuggling into each other, because it's like, yeah, I didn't do this because I felt like I had to.
Yeah.
Like I enjoy doing this and I enjoy making you feel good and you enjoy making me feel good and I care about you as a person.
Right.
That's the most important part. Yeah. I care about you as a human,
mm-hmm.
as someone who has let me like have sex with you and we've seen each other naked. Like I care right. about you as a human.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's like being able to connect in a different way after having that rush too is like it's an interesting experience. Like laying in bed and talking to someone when you haven't had sex feels different than laying in bed and talking to someone after you've had sex. Like it uh-huh. just feels different.
And that's also like part of aftercare is like being able to have a conversation. Like mm-hmm. I love kind of like I've said this before, like recapping what just happened. Yeah, debriefing and then going on to do some sort of bonding activity, like maybe you get dinner together or like mm-hmm. eat a snack in bed or
yeah.
play a video game or like cuddle up and watch a movie or show that you've already been watching. Like just doing something that shows that like it's not just like hooking up and like leaving.
Yeah.
You don't have to stay the whole night, but just having some kind of like connection afterwards.
Right. It could be 5 minutes. It could be an hour. It's like, yeah. just talk about what you need. It's
and so, don't overthink it.
I have been wanting to talk about this for a few weeks. This is a short thing, but part of me and Squints' aftercare, I don't know what it is. I love watching him get dressed.
Aww.
I fucking love it more than I like watching him get undressed. And it's become like kind of like a running joke. Like, I'll like go to the bathroom or like take a shower after we have sex and he's like, I'll wait to get dressed. Like he knows that like I love watching him get dressed and I'll like applaud him after he does like each article of clothing.
That's so cute.
It's just so hot to watch get dressed.
Well, and then that's also like an example of like something that you two have created.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Like he's aware of something that you like.
Yeah.
So he's gonna make time for it. And right. like
yeah.
I think that's really sweet. And like, it's so, like, unique to the both of you.
Totally. And he'll, like, wear a certain amount of layers sometimes, like, when he knows we're going to have sex. Like,
I love that. And then he'll,
like, put on his bracelet.
Oh, my God. I wish someone would applaud for me when I was, like, deciding what to wear. They're just like, yes, queen.
Killing it.
Put on that sports bra.
Oh my God. Yeah, I don't know what it is. I've like, you know, I have hooked up with a lot of beautiful men. There's something about watching Squints get dressed that really, really does it for me. And it's funny. We both laugh about it, but I genuinely love it.
Well, and then also like being able to like laugh about something that you love too just makes it even more enjoyable.
That's so true.
I think that's really sweet.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you for listening. I have cannot forget to plug our socials at The Holy Hour on TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, at holyhourpodcast@gmail.com to send us your stories. I have not.
Oh, there was an email I wanted to read, but we ran out of time.
We've been recording for almost 2 hours now.
Jesus Christ.
Holy shiza.
This will be fun to edit.
Yeah, no kidding. But we're back. No more breaks for us.
Nope.
Unless something severe happens, but yep. like COVID. But no more breaks for us. We love you.
We love you.
Our children. How did you hit a good harmony before I even gave you a note?
I knew where you were going.
That was meant to be. Wow. What a beautiful moment for both of us. Happy New Year.